Loam Hedge, Disc 3.
Chapter 8. Lon a Bowstripe sat outside the cave, savouring the approach of summer in the harsh northeast coastlands. Pale sunlight glimmered out of a watery, cloud-flecked sky. It was breezy, but the chill had died out of the wind. Green buds were shooting out of the scrublands, seabirds mewed across the marshes. The huge badger shifted his position near the fire, wincing momentarily and arching his back. Young Stug sat beside him, like some constant shadow, always close to the big creature. Lana fascinated the young sea otter.
"Your back still be hurted, Lan?"
Lana smiled down at his companion.
"A bit, but it's getting better every day, mate. Pass me the bow, please."
Stug ambled across and carried the yew sapling to him. Out of six lengths, this was the one Lana had chosen to use for fashioning his bow. Stug inspected it closely. The wood had seasoned out until it was strong as sprung metal. Lana had shaved away the bark, leaving a broad band at its centre that he had bound and whipped with green cord to make a paw hold. At both ends, the wood was circled and notched deep to accommodate bowstrings. Stug watched as the badger tested the ewe's strength by bending it against his foot paws.
"What you think, Lan? Is it ready?"
The badger applied heavy pressure, bending the bow until it formed a deep arc. He straightened it slowly and then responded.
"As ready as it will ever be, young'un. This is a good bow."
Stug jumped up and down impatiently.
"Oh, put a string on it, Lan. Fire Harrow for Stug."
Abruch wandered out of the main Holt cave toward them.
"Oi there, young pestilence. Are you still bothering Lana? You're more trouble than a sack of frogs."
The giant badger tugged Stug's little rudder fondly.
"Oh, he's no trouble, Abruch. Stug's my good old workmate."
Abruch sat down beside them. He could not keep the curiosity out of his voice.
"Well, big beast, is your bow finally ready?"
Lonnie used the bow staff to pull himself upright.
"Let's string it and see, shall we?"
A short time thereafter, all the sea otters had gathered to watch the testing of the bow. Lana limped slightly as he went back into the cave to fetch his quiver of arrows. Stug stood outside, holding the bow and declaiming proudly to every beast.
"I'll stand back now, please. I helped Lan to make this bow. 'Tis a very dangerful weapon, so watch out."
The big badger emerged with the birch bark quiver. It was packed heavily with 20 of long ashwood shafts, which Abruch and Shoredog had helped to fashion. Each one was fletched with grey gull feathers, gleaned from the shoreline. The arrows are tipped with flint shards, sharpened and ground to lethal points. Lana took the bowstring, which Abruch had woven, and looped it over the notch in the yew staff. After knotting it with a skillful hitch, he remarked,
"If this bow fails, it won't be for want of a good string. This is the finest one I've ever seen, thanks to you, friend."
Abruch flushed with pleasure.
"Thank ye. 'Tis a special string worthy of a mighty bow."
Lana braced the yew sapling against his foot paw, with the string at the bottom end. Tying a loop into the free end, he leaned down heavily on the centre of the wood. A gasp arose from the otters as the yew bent in a great arc. With the graceful ease of an expert bow beast, Lana slipped the loop deftly over the notched top end. It was a bow now, a mighty and formidable longbow that only a beast the size and strength of Lana Bowstripe could draw. Taking 3 arrows, he set them point down in the earth and selected one, explaining as he did,
"Height, distance and accuracy are what an archer needs."
Whipping the bow up, he laid the first arrow on it, heaved back powerfully and let fly all in a split second. Swift as lightning, the shaft sped upward and was immediately lost to sight. Shoredog let out a growl of surprise.
"Where did it go?"
Stug gestured airily.
"Stuck in the moon, I suppose, eh, Lan?"
A rare smile creased the badger's scarred face.
"Aye, I suppose so, mate. Let's try for distance next."
The second arrow he laid flat against his jaw, squinting one eye and holding the bow straight. Zip! Out across the stream, over marsh and scrubland it flew, until it was lost on the seaward horizon. Abra clapped his paws in delight.
Speared a big fish, I bet, eh, Stag?
The young otter smirked.
Probably too, and a big crab.
Lorna scanned the countryside.
I need a target now.
He bowed to Abruk's wife, Marinu.
Lady, would you like to choose one? Anything will do.
She looked around, then pointed.
There's a piece of driftwood just beyond the marsh, see? To the right of that rivulet which runs out on the shore. I don't know if you can reach that far, Lorna. Shall I pick something a little closer? I'm afraid I don't know much about fire and air.
Her words were cut short as the chunk of driftwood went end over end, pierced through by the badger's arrow. A rousing cheer went up from the spectators. Lorna unstrung his bow, passing it to Stug.
Well, mate, it looks like we made a proper bow. Thank you for all your help.
The young otter nodded.
Sea rats, better watch out now.
Lorna took supper in the sea otter's main cave that night. A large seafood pie, followed by a preserved plum crumble, washed down with beakers of last summer's best cider. He sat by the fire with Abruk and Shore Dog, with Stug dozing on his lap.